Corn and soybeans are both kind of hovering around break even. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Tessenderlo Kerley. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally mixed here in the front month contracts, with the deferred contracts being fractionally higher. Soybeans right now fractionally to a penny higher as well. We'll look at those numbers here in just a moment. Yesterday we saw corn rose almost 5 cents. Soybeans gained almost 17 cents, and May KC wheat increased by almost 14 cents. Market gains were driven by news like the White House rescheduling President Trump's visit with China for mid-May and the anticipated biofuel blending quotas EPA plans to announce before month's end. Corn benefited from strong weekly ethanol output and EPA's approval of summer E15 sales nationwide. Wheat was supported by Iran's rejection of the U.S. 15-point plan to end the war. The Dow right now is down 308 points. European and Asian markets are also trading lower right now. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures tried to add to Tuesday's prices but ran out of steam with a substantial drop in the choice box beef prices. Hogs were mixed as contracts flirted with the support level, with traders not feeling comfortable about buying the break. Cattle calls are for them to be lower across the board today. Hogs look to be lower to mixed. We'll take a look at those numbers coming your way right after this.
Tessenderlo Kerley Manager of Agronomy Zach Ogles tells us what their products Thiosol and KTS can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
May corn is down a half right now at 466 and three quarters. December new crop up a quarter at 493 and a half. May beans up three quarters of a cent at 1172 and a half. November up a penny at 1151 even. Soybean meal down $2.60 at 317.20. Soy oil 60 cents higher at 67.70. Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 594 and a quarter. Kansas winter wheat up a quarter cent at 6.18 even. Kansas spring wheat up 9.5 at 6.31. Minneapolis spring wheat even at 6.40 and three quarters. And oats trading unchanged at 3.32 and a half. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.